Jesus comes announcing the reign of God. It's his mission. And he tells lots of stories about this reign as if there is no one way of understanding what it's like. The gospel for today is called The Parable of the Talents. It's from the 25th chapter of Matthew, and it comes just before the last judgment scene, where the nations are called up to the bar before the great judge of all. The parable of the talents gives some clues about the wisdom of God and how to act with what God has given us. It's important to know that a talent is a rather large sum of money, worth about 15 years of wages. So with that, we ask, the reign of God, what is it like? And Jesus tells a story. It will be as when a man who was going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went out and traded with them and made 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the one who received 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and I buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not have then put the money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Not a particularly happy ending for all, is it? And a troubling master in this reckoning. So we ask ourselves, why such a harsh reaction to the one who simply held on to what he'd been given? And what does this market wisdom have to do with the reign of God? Yesterday I had lunch with another campus minister, one from Duke University. Father Joe is his name. He's been working for 9 years out of a basement office and now is trying to raise $20 million to build a place of worship and meeting for students, present and future leaders of the church in the world. I ask him about this development fundraising wisdom. What is it, I said? What kind of wisdom underlies this fundraising and development? He said, money follows mission. That's the first rule. Second is you have to step up. You have to see and act on what is possible. You can't hold back. Then he said, I know I hold back from doing stuff all the time because it seems outrageous and bold, and I've got nothing, no status, no resources. I work out of a basement office. But I find that when I step up and do what I'm supposed to do, even though I'm afraid, things begin to move. Something really happens. It's really stepping out in faith. You have to understand something bigger is going on here. And when it's supposed to work out, said Father Joe, it will. It's self-defeating to operate out of an attitude of scarcity and fear, fear of losing what you've got. And then he said, it's also a sin when you are dealing with what God has given you. Are there ways we've withdrawn in fear from the mission of Jesus Christ? Have we failed to see all of our people and the gifts God has put into their hands? Well, have we failed to step up and to invest in them? Has our fear blinded us to new possibilities in our communities? Well, Jesus has a mission, and the mission of Jesus Christ has a church. And if we fail to recognize and care for the possibilities at hand in our own people, then that sin that Father Joe points out and that Jesus pointed out in this parable is on us, because we're not recognizing the potential in our communities and we're not really dealing with what God has given us, and we're burying it and holding on to what is put in our own hands and not recognizing those possibilities at hand. Paul reminds us in the second reading today that you and I have been chosen too, and that we've been called by God, and that something has been put into our hands. Paul says, not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many of noble birth, but God chose you. And we have so little, nothing by the world's standards, but God, our God, takes risks on the foolish, the weak, those who are nothing by the world's standards. And God expects us to step up and to act boldly with what has been put into our hands. Why? Paul says, it is due to Jesus Christ, who became for us the wisdom of God. It is because this is the mission of Jesus Christ, not our own. And then we can't forget the rest of what Paul says. When we step out boldly and things begin to move, whoever boasts, they boast in the Lord and stand in the wisdom of God.